Today we celebrate a votive mass on this October 13th in honor of Our Lady of Fatima, because as you know, on October 13th in 1917, 95 years ago this day, Our Lady worked a great miracle of the sun to the children of Fatima to prove the authenticity and the importance of the message that she gave to those three children at Fatima. God does not allow a miracle to be worked for 100,000 people to witness, for you to just say, oh hum, and to ignore it. How many miracles did Christ work when he was walking on the face of the earth that 100,000 people witnessed? I don't think there was only 20,000 or whatever when our Lord fed the thousands, but 100,000? I doubt that our Lord worked a public miracle for 100,000 people in his lifetime when he was walking the face of the earth. But he did work a miracle for his mother at Fatima for 100,000 people to witness. So that they would therefore take to heart the message that Our Lady gave to the children at Fatima, which, as you know, was a message that is meant for not only the 20th century, but for us still today. Because as Pope John Paul II said, that the message of Fatima is the gospel message for us today. All Our Lady told the children was everything you might say that's already part of the gospel, but she highlighted certain things which needed to be addressed in our modern era, things that we needed to revisit. You know, it says in the responsorial psalm, the Lord remembers his covenant forever. Our Lord truly does remember his covenant, that covenant that he has established with us, making us his children and him establishing his church. He always looks out for his children, and he sends his mother at different times throughout history as the queen of the prophets, as the mistress of history, as the woman who will crush the head of Satan, prophesied in Genesis 3:15. He sends her at various times to his children to warn them or to instruct them what they need to do, because maybe they've wandered away from the path, or they've lost sight of something, or there is some danger that is going to be attacking his children, and he wants to warn them. And of course, Our Lady did warn about the errors of communism, about Russia spreading its errors throughout the world, atheistic communism, this whole materialistic mentality that has so grasped our era today, our world today, but it was just beginning there in 1917. It was just beginning its first attempts. And Our Lady came already as an early warning system to tell us that we needed to be aware of these things. And the first thing she told us is that we need to stop sinning. Because she said, sin, all wars are a result of sin. And that the thing that causes men to be at war with one another is because they're not at peace with God. And they're not at peace with God because they don't obey God. Isn't that interesting that our Lord today brings out in the gospel that his mother is not to be blessed only because she gave him birth, but even more so, she's to be blessed because she is the one who heard the word of God and kept it faithfully. You know, it's one thing to say we love God, but do we really love him if we do not keep his commandments? Our Lord said that that's a first sign that we must look to. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Our Lady was one who faithfully observed all that God asked of her. And so he sends her as the model for us and as our mother to warn us at Fatima that we need to be mindful of the fact that we're in a battle, that the battle that we're in is for souls. And there's so many souls who go to hell because they have no one to pray for them. That's another thing Our Lady brought out. And she identified herself when the children asked her, who are you, O beautiful lady? As you know, she identified herself at different apparitions to Saint Catherine Labouré, she said, to Saint Bernadette Soubirous, she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. But here at Fatima, she said, I am Our Lady of the Rosary. She so identifies herself with that sacramental, that prayer of the Rosary, because she said for us to pray the Rosary every day for peace in the world. And Sister Lucy, when she was asked about that, later on when she wrote her memoirs, said that Our Lady wasn't talking about just an end to World War I. She was talking about peace that needs to be restored in every man's heart. And that peace only comes about by living faithful to God. And that if we want peace in our world, we need to be praying the Rosary every day. She told the children, pray the Rosary every day. And the children were not the only ones she was talking to. She was talking to them as representative of each and every one of us. I don't know how many have taken that message to heart, but obviously, when the gospel says, rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it, he's not just talking about what he said back then, but even what he says through his mother at Fatima. Are we observing what she said we are to do? To stop sinning, to pray the Rosary every day, to offer up our sacrifices, our daily duty. That's the first thing we can offer to God is our sacrifice of praise. That's the first penance that we can offer to God. We are to do penance, as she said, also in that secret that was revealed in 2000. You know, the angel was saying, penance, penance, penance. That is one of the ways in which we will help placate God and to, you might say, make reparation for sin. That's the way we can make reparation for all those who do not care that they're offending God. So we need to take a look at and revisit the message of Fatima. For Our Lady gives us a solution to our modern problems. And the solution, like every age, is the conversion of our hearts and the conversion of others. And that can only come about through grace, through praying, and through living the life of grace that comes through the sacramental life of the Church. The solution to the problems of our world today are Catholics living their faith, not abandoning it. Catholics who are willing to stand up in public and live their faith and not deny it. That is the solution to our problems today. Because if we do, if we are faithful to God, He will reward our efforts. He will bless us. If we're going to deny Him in public, or if we're not going to do what He asks us to do, how can He bless us? For obedience, it says in Scripture, is the first stage of wisdom. Obedience to what God asks us to do, that's the wise man. And if we're not going to obey the message of Our Lady at Fatima when she works a miracle for 100,000 people, and then the Church gives its blessing to the message of Fatima and says that there's nothing there contrary to faith and morals and it is worthy of belief, it's a supernatural event. And Our Lady has warned us and told us so clearly things that we need to do, then we need to do that. It's so simple to do what we need to do for the sake of what ails our society and for the solution. It's quite easy if we obey what God tells us to do. The rest He will take care of. And He will inspire us, if we're praying His Rosary, what we need to do in our day and age to respond to the challenges that face us. And we will have, in a special way, Our Lady's protective mantle watching over us in some way or another. And I look to, as you know, as proof of that, the Jesuits who were living in Hiroshima, Japan, during World War II. The Jesuits had a house in Hiroshima, and they prayed and they lived as one of the Jesuits who survived said they lived the message of Fatima every day in their house in Hiroshima. And that was in the 1940s, only a few decades after Our Lady appeared at Fatima. These Jesuits had taken to heart the message of Fatima and were living it, according to Father Jacob, who was one of the Jesuits there at the time. And they were there close to ground zero, so much so that Father Jacob, on the morning when we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, he was having breakfast, and he saw a flash of light outside his window, and he thought, oh, some explosion took place in the shipyard. And the next minute he knows he's outside, because the wind from the atomic bomb blew out the windows and took out the rest of the house, and he was outside. And he realized it was not just an ordinary bomb, and but he never suffered any effects of radiation. And he was so close, and he had a few injuries, a few glass embedded in his head from the explosion. But he and the other Jesuits that were living in that house never experienced any of the effects of radiation sickness. And he, to his dying day, testified, and they couldn't understand the scientists who examined the victims that were there. Many of them died shortly afterwards from radiation sickness. None of the Jesuits there died from radiation sickness. And he said it was because Our Lady was watching over us, was protecting us. Now, I think we should take that to heart, that Our Lady's saying, if we live the message, if we do what Our Lady says, even if it's praying the rosary every day as a family or as an individual, that Our Lady will watch over us and protect us. And even if we should have to suffer, we will not suffer beyond our means or beyond our abilities to endure for the sake of God. But we should do what Our Lady tells us. If we don't do what she tells us to do, then we can't expect for her to fulfill her promises to those who don't obey her. So let us take to heart Our Lady's message at Fatima, reminding ourselves today of the great message and the miracle that our Lord worked for his mother, to show further evidence and proof that we should take it to heart. And we pray that before the 100th anniversary takes place in 2017, that we have truly learned our lesson, and that we will help bring about the triumph of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart and truly bring about the conversion that needs to be taking place throughout our world, not just Russia, but the whole world. I remember when our founder went to Australia, and he was telling about what he had witnessed when he went to Russia after the supposed communism had collapsed. He was talking about all the moral evils. He said, oh, there's drunkenness everywhere, there's prostitution everywhere, there's, you know, moral decay in all of Russia because of the effects of communism. And I remember this Australian who was listening to our founder recount all these moral problems of Russia. He said, we should be praying for the conversion of Australia. Well, we should be praying for the conversion of the United States, because Russia has spread its errors throughout the world. We have them here in our own backyard, and we need to pray and ask Our Lady to come to our assistance. Let us be wise like those little children and take the message of Our Lady to heart and put it into practice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.